Hello, Merlin. What do you have to share about September 2022? Hello, dear one. Yes, there is a fire that's ignited this month. It is, as you know, my favorite vibration of 15, magic and alchemy. When you light up that inner magician in your heart, you are invincible. You are unstoppable. You are connected to light and frequency that is off-world, that is universal, and it instills and fills with such gorgeous, colorful, sparkling stardust. It leaves you so free to pursue your true essence, what you would call your calling. This month is the month to set yourself free from all the negligible, though seemingly important, thoughts and ideas that you carry around like a big weight on your shoulder. Release that weight. Release the load that you've been carrying, mostly in your mind. Know that your mind is important, but it is not the creator. Your heart is the connector to all that is magical, and you want to be free to choose that at any given moment. When you are on Earth, you are dealing with matters that seem important at the time, and yes, they are in that sense important to address. However, they are not meant to be carried with you after being addressed fully. And it is the lack of the full attention on matters as they appear that leaves a residue that you then carry sometimes for lifetimes. This September is your invitation to stop that process and be actually very rebellious, vigilant about your freedom and your ability to step into joy and not step into another emotional trap that is unresolved and then becomes a burden. So, this is a time for you to embrace your incredible ability to see the meaning, the beauty, the profound gifts in any situation, and to notice when you are unable to appreciate something that you are engaged with, that you actually make the important choice to leave it be, let it go. That truly is how the great magician in you is able to be fully available to you. Otherwise, it ceases to function due to the load of contrived drama, trivial matters that have been blown up into seemingly important matters in your mind. Truly, they are not. Truly, they are just there to teach you something. They are just a tool to help you see something that was not understood, and that's okay. That's how life progresses and grows within you. So it is never to feel like you cannot address something that appears in your life, whether in your consciousness or externally. It is there just for you to play and engage with the energy and understand it more deeply. And that goes, of course, for people as well. So this month of love, joy, happiness, alchemy, magic, and abundance is truly a gift. And it resonates in 2022 with the number 6 universal year. And that means it is extra potent. And the gifts will be extra powerful. So if you can step into that inner magician to just know that you are the light that you are seeking, you are that light already. Whoever you admire in history, whether it is a religious figure or whether it is a spiritual leader, or a scientist, or an artist, any kind of figure that you hold in your imagination, just know that the mastery always comes through the letting go of what is trivial and the embracing of what is real and meaningful. And this month, you are truly stepping into that meaningful life. The life where you only engage with energy that actually matters and not partake in what is just fleeting and a learning experience that you are meant to experience and then completely, fully, after experiencing it, let it go. That truly is how you create magic, is to understand that process. Now, there is another part of the number 15 and the whole astrological star code that also asks you to feel the purity of a child's joy. So magic can happen when you go to that place where you feel like you would as a child, and you come upon a toy or another friend or an adventure, an experience that just delights you, whether it is for the first time learning to ride a bike, for example, or for the first time walking as a toddler. All these are your playground to experience. And when you approach life as a playground, truly the word play is one of the other entrants into creating alchemy. Because in the act of playing with energy, you are not attached to it. In the act of playfulness, you lose any sense of the mind getting invested in some kind of outcome. You are just playing and experiencing the energy. And this is where true happiness comes. Falling in love, being in a sense of play. These are all moments where we feel the sense of the eternal, timelessness. We are not attached to the past or the future. So you have an opportunity to choose playfulness. And in that choice, you then expand and feel the abundance of potential. And this is truly what abundance is. Wealth, prosperity, abundance, well-being, fulfillment, all come when you let go of your attachment. Because when you truly feel wealth, and it isn't just a sense of financial wealth, but it truly is inner fulfillment and profound bliss within you. That sense of well-being comes from the letting go of expectations and the merging of your soul and your heart with the frequency of happiness, of play, of peace, of just the sheer gratitude of being here on this beautiful, beautiful planet that you call Earth. Take these to heart, and you will step into and own your inner magician this month. Be the alchemist. Bring yourself back to the heart. Feel your way. Feel your way through every moment. Ask for me and ask your guides to enlighten and help you sense your exquisite divine nature. You will very soon, if not already, have a deep knowing of who you truly are. And once you tune into the frequency of magic and alchemy, there is nothing that will hold you back in fulfilling your divine mission, your divine purpose. This is a truly important month to reconnect with love, source, all that is, the one, God, you. That's what all are one means. It means you are all these things. Accept that, let it percolate and vibrate in your heart. Allow that divine sense of life within you to create sparks of inspiration and joy all day long, all month long. Have a beautiful September. I'm always with you. Lots of love to you. I am Merlin the Magician.